بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله جل وعلا بالرسالة الكبيرة from Surah Tawbah. Allah Ta'ala speaks of the battles that took place. One of the most important battles, the Battle of Tabuk, when Nabi Karim made an announcement that all will want to participate in it. A very important battle also. And it was a time it was very, very hot in the month of Ramadan. And then you will know one side the dates have been getting ready too. One side your business is getting flourished. And one side announcement made by Rasulullah ﷺ that everyone must leave everything and come. And their love was something else. They did not have love for the world. The moment Nabi comes to say something, without hesitation they all get ready. However, few of the people did not go. While some of them were munafiqins, when Nabi Karim came back after the battle, he began to make all kinds of stories. Allah Ta'ala before that informed him that these are the people who do all those kind of things, they'll tell you, and all lies they speak, and all the false promises they make. However, when they spoke to Rasulullah, Nabi Karim was very kind to just let them alone. But a few Sahaba, they were also part of the whole thing. And that because they were true and honest, some of them tied themselves in the Masjid Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the holes there, and they said that you will not release yourself until Nabi Karim release us. Now Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, ask what is this now? So this is that now that the other ones did not go, and they've tied themselves. Rasulullah said, leave them in honor. Rasulullah said, I will not leave you until Allah Ta'ala commands you what to do. How Allah Ta'ala sent ayah down to them, and through Tawbah, that means istighfar, forgive them. Three Sahabi, the one that was most, that they were not part of it, in the sense that did not say they were, did not accept, did not that did not accept, did not say anything. So those three were Sahaba, there was something else, the punishment was something else. But one of the Sahaba that was there, for 50 days Nabi Karim did not speak to them, for 50 days. But in that 50 days Nabi Karim did not speak to them, the condition of the Sahaba was so serious that what will happen, that she passes away tomorrow. And we are in this condition that he does not speak to us. And every time the one Sahabi was in that position, some may be called we are old, they are in different conditions for them. The one Sahabi was in this condition, he is not allowed to meet his wife too, everyone to be abandoned from him. Every Sahabi had to abandon him, boycott them. Just imagine the boycott. And the boycott of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is something else. Every time the Sahabi look at Nabi Karim's face, Nabi Karim turned his face away. In that time, that they had true muhabbat or something else, more or less. Then after some time, then Allah Ta'ala sent the ayat down, said, but forgiven. But to see what the condition was for the time that Rasulullah did not have contact with them. Their condition was like this, that they could not see Nabi Karim for 1 minute, they Nabi Karim unhappy. They are not prepared to listen, we look at it at all. We must try our level best to keep Nabi Karim happy. We in our daily life, how are we spending our life, is according to Sunnah Nabi Karim or not? So many Sunnahs we have sacrificed, not showing any importance at all. How, and Mondays and Thursdays our action and we put front of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How will he feel, how hurt he gets? Did we any time with it of that light? That we did it of that kind, let us become this kind that we will not leave out any Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If only we can do that, with Allah must give us the love of the Sunnah for the coming to our lives. And every Monday and Thursday, we think like that, see what will happen on Thursday, especially Mondays and Thursdays, what action put in front of the week, what will happen. If you have that in mind, inshallah, you won't commit any sin also. So that was one point. Another side was one thing that I just recited that, you know, The Munafiqeen spend a time in Masjid Quba was built already, but they decided now how to keep the people away from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Munafiqeen. So they began to build another masjid. And after the masjid was built, they came to Rasulullah and to tell him that please come and make the mosque there and make, you know, barakat for it, so that the people who cannot come near your mosque, Quba, at least they can come there to read the mosque. But Allah Ta'ala said, way down, that do not even go to read the mosque, that mosque. So they are munafiqs, and then the intentions are wrong. When Rasulullah got the message, then he told one sahabi to burn the masjid down. And then Allah Ta'ala sent this ayat down, لا تقل فيما لقد تاب الله. That ayat is Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif, where he said that this masjid of Masjid Quba, with the first masjid, Masjid al-Munawwara, in that masjid there are people of that kind who are very pure all the time. In other words, pure outwardly and pure inwardly too. What is, you must remember, inward pure and outward pure too. A mad person's clothing can be very pure, but he is not, he is impure inside. So Allah Ta'ala, inna Allah yuhibbu at-tawwabin wa yuhibbu at-tahirin. Allah Ta'ala says that, you know what, Allah Ta'ala loves that person who is tawbah and keeps himself pure. So that is one idea also, that they do not go to that masjid, go to Masjid Quba. And if anyone goes to Masjid Quba now, the reward is very great. Everyone goes to Masjid al-Munawwara, definitely go to Masjid Quba too. The last place Allah Ta'ala said also an ayat came down, a true mu'min, who is he? At-ta'ibun al-'abidun al-hamidun al-sa'iqun al-raki'un al-sa'iqun. The quality of a mu'min is supposed to be at-ta'ibun, he makes tawbah all the time. If you purpose is all the time makes tawbah, other time has to forgive it Allah Ta'ala. Al-'abidun, he is always in ibadat, not only namaz only, he is always in ibadat. In every moment he is an abid. Every action of his according to Allah Ta'ala's command, he is a true servant of Allah Ta'ala. Abidun, a true servant of Allah Ta'ala. So one side he makes tawbah all the time, another side is ibadat all the time. That's what we are supposed to be. That every moment we are supposed to be an ibadat, an abid, and a true slave of Allah. Hamidun, a sa'ifun, and the person always praises Allah Ta'ala. Hamidun, always praises Allah Ta'ala. A sa'ifun, a kibi fasting all the time. وَالْرَاكِعُونَ السَّاجِدُونَ هِمِ الْرُبُوا وَلَكَمِ السَّلَاعُ سَجْدَ وَلَكَمِ. And then also he invites people who are good and tell people to stop doing all wrongs. وَالْحَافِظُونَ لِحُدُودِ اللَّهِ. And also he is always concerned on not passing the boundary of Allah. Whatever the boundary is, the boundary is within. Whatever it is, he remains within the boundary of Sharia. Everything of his. That person who passes the boundary of Allah Ta'ala, he is a zalim. So in other words, the true mu'min is he who got these qualities of him, that he remains within the boundaries of Allah at all times. وَبَشِّرِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Black kind of those people who are true mu'minis. Allah Ta'ala says that. So these are the qualities of mu'min you are supposed to have in. And make what Allah Ta'ala has the same qualities. They come to us and give the true muhabbat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Wa akhir da'wa alhamdulillah. Allah mustafa. Allah ma inna laqib lika wa shakta wa husayta. Allah ma asana aqibatana fi umuri dunya wa atinna min khidri dunya wa atahe qadr wa atahe. Fatiha wa samawati. Anta waliyi fi dunya wa al-akhir. Tawaffani muslim wa alhamdulillah sallam. Allah ma nas'aluka min ta'afa wa atahe. ونعوذ بك من سخطك والنار وصلى الله تعالى على سيدنا محمد ورحمه الله